follow us there and also follow AAPF. You can also follow Intersectionality Matters with Kimberly Crenshaw, where we will rebroadcast elements of our conversation tonight. So there are many different ways to get involved and follow us. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to come on and get ignited with you and with Cheryl. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Professor.
Thank you so much, Professor. Can't wait to join you at 7 tonight. We'll be there and with just so ready. Now, remember, everyone, last week we talked to you about two ugly bills that were proceeding in the House of Representatives. You know, we talked about that, you know, even though, you know, Congress was... All right. And even though Congress was going on their break, they came back yesterday. We wanted to make sure that we kept people aware of these two ugly bills. Today, we're going to really go deep into that anti-DEI legislation. And we're going to talk about 8706. And we're going to talk about how we work, to defeat that legislation. And we're going to educate you what it's about and why you need to know and why you need to get ready. So get out those tablets, get out those pens, because we're about to tell you about this legislation. And you need to take it to every one of your friends, to your campuses. You need to take it to your churches, to your groups. You need to take it to your dinner table. You need to talk with everybody about this. We are so blessed to have with us, and this is her maiden voyage on Igniting Change, and we are so happy to have Keisha Bross, who is the Director of Opportunity, Race, and Justice at, you know, the mighty, mighty, mighty NAACP, where she oversees the organization's National Inclusive Economy Strategy. Keisha's work centers around driving transformative change with a racial equity lens specifically aimed at advancing the progress of Black and Brown economy. Prior to joining the NAACP, Keisha served as an executive at Park Community Credit Union. Hey, Daryl, did you notice that she was in the mighty Louisville, Kentucky? One of the communities that we've been blessed to work in, and she ran her work in leadership resulted in over $5 million in federal grants and $122.5 million in secondary capital for the Louisville, Kentucky community. We are so glad you have joined us today. Thank you so much for, you know, flying, for joining us after being on a flight to D.C., for taking your time to make sure that our audience is educated and informed about what's happening in our government to stop, to really prevent us from having the equity and inclusion that we need. Welcome so much, Keisha Bross, to Igniting Change.
Hi, Barbara. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. We are, you know, just so, so impressed. We know how much work the NAACP has devoted to this area of diversity, equity, and inclusion. When we were thinking about this show, that was what came to our mind, is how important it is to make sure that we join you in this fight against this horrible bill that has appeared in the Congress that actually was introduced back in June, right? Go ahead.
Nope, it was introduced back in June. You're right.
Yes. And tell people who introduced it. Tell people what the bill is, and tell people, you know, why we better care like crazy about this legislation.
So let me first start off with just giving kudos, right? So I work with the NAACP, or as we call it, the NAACP, and it is a 115-year-plus organization. We are the largest and oldest civil rights organization, and what we do and continue to do is fight policy and advocacy for Black and brown people across our country. And why this Dismantling DEI Act, which is H.R. 8706, is truly important is because, as you know, DEI isn't something that just started today. I think people have this concept that because of the murder of Breonna Taylor, the murder of George Floyd, these DEI, or as we call diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives started. That's not necessarily the case. So if we take it back in history, DEI has been formulated through the civil rights movement. It's around diversifying workforce, equitable rights within the EEOC. It's about the Fair Lending Act in 1968. So how can folks who were historically redlined because they were Black receive equitable practices in lending? So DEI initiatives just holistically have been around for a long time. So corporations, you know, have taken DEI into its own fold. So we all know that corporations, companies, nonprofits have to follow equal employment laws or fair laws, right? So we can't discriminate against race, color, religion, ethnic, any of those things in the EEOC. However, other initiative forms with DEI, like employee resource groups and different initiatives. In the government, the federal government specifically, offices and initiatives and training were established. And so what H.R. 8706, and it's called the Dismantle DEI Act, what that does is it actually removes all of funding for the U.S. government in DEI programs and the Direct Office of Personnel Management. It abolishes all federal DEI offices and requires the Office of Management and Budget to rescind all DEI regulations. Why is this really important to understand? It's because when we have these DEI initiatives within these federal agencies, the federal agencies must really comply with bringing diverse workforce and diverse practices. So that means implementing the hiring practices of people of color. It means that there's equitable solutions, so everyone is treated fairly and there's an opportunity for everyone to strive. And inclusion is, again, bringing everyone along on this journey, ensuring that the benefits support all working class Americans. And we're not just specific to all working class Americans, because we know working class Americans have always had the upper hand if you are predominantly white. But we're talking about inclusion in our Latinx brothers, our LGBTQ family, our Black and brown people are treated and have inclusive rights to the work that they do. And so with H.R. 8706, they're going to take all that away, which will then ultimately not just hurt federal workers, but then corporations and everyone will follow suit. And ultimately, it will hurt the workforce. It will hurt the economy long term.
And Ms. Bross, when you say that others are going to follow source, that the private industry is going to follow the course, why do you draw the conclusion that the private industry is going to follow the way of the government?
That's a really good question. And so we actually start to see a lot of that mimicked behavior now. When there started to become this kind of anti-DEI language, the media spun DEI in the way of not having rights of all, but more so having rights of a targeted community, they started to have a lot of negative press and news around DEI. Major corporations have actually started to remove their DEI programs, both internally, so removing DEI positions, in addition to looking at retracting DEI programs that were important to the way that that particular industry worked. An example, Walmart actually just came out in the news recently that retracted their DEI program. What does that mean? It means they no longer have racial equity procurement requirements, which means that they can hire any particular company that does not have to have the standard of minority-owned or women-owned business. Why is this important? It's because now the predominantly white areas of workforce is probably going to get those jobs versus the requirement of diversifying those jobs. Another company, Google, for example, Google actually withdrew all of their internal DEI employee resource groups. Well, why is that important? Well, we understand that people come into work and want to be in a welcoming environment. And when you remove employee resource groups and DEI internal initiatives, it then does not allow for a welcoming space for people of color. But in addition, when those hiring practices come about, you're going to have a majority white dominating workforce. And it's so important that we need to meet people with representation. Representation matters, economy matters, but we need diverse workforces. And so when you think about businesses following suit, one, they're going to always follow suit politically because that influences their business case. And the second is, we already see very large businesses taking advantage of retracting DEI programs. The last I'll probably mention is, not only is it happening in corporate America, but it's also happening among colleges and universities.
Yes.
There are a lot of colleges, particularly in Florida now, and also across the nation, that have actively removed their DEI positions in DEI offices. Why is this important? Because if you are a Black and Brown student and you want to advance your education in post-secondary education, and there is no welcoming spaces, race-based scholarships, or attracting diverse talent to that pipeline, again, it ultimately not only hurts our post-secondary education for minority students, but then it also hurts the long-term workforce in America.
And I think it's very important. Let's really zero in on the fact that when you talk about anti-DEI, that a lot of this, quote, dismantling of DEI has meant that Black people have lost their jobs. Okay, folks?
Right.
You want to talk about it in when UT, Texas, when the universities there started doing their anti-DEI measures, you know, tens of people lost their jobs. In Florida, 60
right.
people were immediately lost their jobs. For the federal government, the largest employer of African Americans in the country, one of the largest employers, if they start talking about anti-DEI measures, do you understand, everybody listening to me? Right now, if you're listening and you're in Virginia, you're in D.C., you're in Maryland, you're in Philadelphia, you come in from West Virginia, you are part of that whole governmental entity that is called the federal government, that you're about to see a lot of people lose their jobs. And in fact, one of the things about this legislation that's so devious is not only does it dismantle DEI, but tell people what it says about the reemployment or the reassignment ability of the people who lose their jobs due to the fact that there's now the dismantling of DEI.
So it destroys. So the first is this bill really destroys morale and decreases recruitment, right? So if someone is let go for the DEI position, they don't necessarily have the opportunity to reapply. The position is then eliminated. So that person would have to go back into the pool of workforce for another position, not DEI specific. But in addition to that, those positions will eliminate altogether. So it's not like they're just laying those people off, but those people now have to go back into a pool of workforce where DEI initiatives are not available at any aspect. In addition to, they cannot be recruited back for a DEI position. So it really, to your point, hurts the workforce long term, because not only are you significantly paralyzing educated workforce. So remember, in the federal government, we're also talking about degree-driven educated workforce, right? So we're thinking about folks that have degree sets, they have a skill set that they probably trained into. And so you're now, again, hurting the economy long-term, because we're going to have a very high percentage of lost jobs. We now have degree-driven jobs that don't have the ability to move back into that workforce and position. The position is gone altogether. And so in addition to that, as I mentioned about universities and businesses following suit, it's not like they can leave, though. So I have heard where people say, well, they can go get another job. If any of you have seen the workforce dynamics right now, especially in the DEI space and all of these major companies clawing back DEI, it is really hard for those folks to obtain the position and the skill set that they had within the federal government. And so when we think about that, again, it's going to impact the economy. We're going to have high unemployment rates, but unfortunately, we can't place them in other positions. And that's really going to hurt long term.
Hey.